Performer of the evening, it's been a great evening, is Brad Meyer, and he often has a very interesting selection for us. Welcome, Brad Meyer.
Bring this up to about there, and that's all we got. Getting out there fine, it sounds like. Three songs in a row in C. This one has, apart from that, nothing in common with either of the other two beautiful, delicate, sentimental songs. This one is by Peter and Lou Berryman. And it's about a device that you buy as an accessory for your car called a speculator. You probably won't find that in your Pep Boys catalog. They made it up. A speculator helps you wonder about things. That's what it does. Well, the context of the song might explain it a little better. Well, we're never ever bored when we're riding in the Ford, 'cause we've got a speculator on the dash. It doesn't pay the bills or assist you up the hills, and it isn't gonna save you if you crash. But when you pass a dairy now and then and find that you were wondering again, what's that little shack by the barn around the back? You can turn the speculator up to 10. Oh, maybe it's a shed where the farmer keeps a bed for the guy who comes to help him with the cows. Bet you it's a shop with a grinder and a strop for the day they have to sharpen up the plows. A shanty for the plucking of the duck, or where they turn the cattle into chuck, or where they find the mule when it's time to go to school and the farmer's having trouble with the truck. Oh, I bet it's where they find the mule when it's time to go to school and the farmer's having trouble with the truck. Oh, there's nothing really like a jalopy on the pike with the rattle of the window in the door, the whining of the wheels and the radio spiels and the clatter of the clutter on the floor. Then you hear a chuckle from the hood. Something isn't working like it should. We may have to walk, but judging from the talk, the speculator's working pretty good. Oh, maybe it's the link from the pedal on the blink coming loose enough to rattle and to clunk. Maybe it's the choke or the heating coil broke, or there's someone entertaining in the trunk. Maybe it's a carburetor fire burning insulation from a wire. I think a chunk of rust must have twisted in a gust, and it's rubbing on the rubber of the tire. Oh, yes, I think a chunk of rust must have twisted in a gust, and it's rubbing on the rubber of the tire. Oh, when you're on the plains in the Colorado rains, or you're driving to Bemidji in the snow, when you're headed north from Chicago on the 4th, and a Winnebago's holding up the show, conversation got almighty dull, absolutely nothing in the skull. But you can drive to the equator if you've got a speculator and you turn it on whenever there's a lull. Is that a chip of wood in the middle of the hood, or a chicken enchilada for an elf? Maybe it's a gob from the throat of Uncle Bob, who is not a man to keep it to himself. Maybe it's a serviette for birds, a glossary of itty-bitty words. I think it's just a tuffet where a hurried little muffet lost her way when she was leaving with the curds. Oh, yes, I think it's just a tuffet where a hurried Miss Muffet lost her way when she was leaving with the curds. Ooh, you were almost hit by a yuppie little twit with his godforsaken noggin on the phone, swerving in your lane, doing 90 in the rain, in a cloud of amaretto and cologne. You feel the anger in you, go to work. Maybe now's the time to go berserk. But before you burst a vessel, let the speculator wrestle with another way of looking at the jerk. Oh, maybe he's a shrink with the patient on the brink, and he's rushing there while trying to talk him down. Maybe he's aware there's a toxin in the air, and he's off to warn the people of the town. Someone in his family could be sick. His daughter hit his mother with a brick. His wife is having babies, or his dog has got the rabies. But the odds are in your favor, he's a prick. Oh yes, his wife could have the babies, or his dog has got the rabies. But the odds are in your favor, he's a prick. Peter and Lou Berryman wrote that. Look up their
music.
That
was great. What a way to close out the night. That's Brad Meyer. Brad, we want to get you in for a feature early in the new year.
Is that really what we want to leave people going home thinking about? All right. Thank you.
Thank you.